is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water. I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, 10 Vital Scriptures You Rarely Hear Preached in Churches Today. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is the Cathedrals with Plan of Salvation, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
So sad was the scene there. The birds hushed their singing. Like a lamb he was humbled to his Father's own will.
For the plan of salvation, just to say, Lord, I love you, for you understand.
To touch all
for the plan of salvation.
For the plan of salvation.
Just to say, Lord, I love you.
Just to say, Lord, I love you. For you understand.
Be continuing our series entitled 10 Scriptures You Will Almost Never Hear Preached in Churches Today. And as we continue, we've already covered the first three. Today we're going to start with number 4. Ask yourself, why don't the preachers preach this today? Why is it they want us to remain ignorant? Or maybe they are the ones that are ignorant. Well, this will be so mighty today. Today we're going to be talking about who you are in Jesus Christ. And let me get right to it, friends. You are the seed of God. The seed? The seed? Well, that talks about in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, Abraham and his seed have a promise, don't they? Now, people tell me that's the Jews they're talking about. Well, the Jews weren't even around then. Abraham was a Babylonian. Yeah, he was a Babylonian. He left Ur and the Chaldees in Babylonia. But he was given a promise. And his seed was given a promise. Now, there's a physical seed and a spiritual seed. And this is where the breakdown comes. Because Christians always are talking about the seed, and they are referring to the seed of Abraham, which is in the flesh. But Jesus didn't talk about that much. He was concerned about the Spirit of God in a man, his Spirit. If you're in the kingdom of God, as we learned last week, then you have the seed. You are the seed. Now, let's. I want to get real close to this. Now, first of all, turn with me to John, the Gospel of John, let's go to John 8, beginning with verse 31. And let's see about the seed. The seed. We're going to talk about that. Are you the seed of God? Are the Jews of today, physical Jews, the physical seed, is that the seed that he's talking about? Is that the ones that Jesus brought to himself as his children? His seed? Was Jesus the seed? Or was it Abraham? Oh, it gets confusing, doesn't it? Well, we're going to just dispel the illusions today and go right to the scriptures. The scripture that's almost never preached today. But you're going to learn about it and discover it. And the Holy Spirit is going to instruct you as I'm speaking. Because I'm going to be reading the Bible. Jesus said, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. Who was he talking to now? The Jews who believed in him. Some Jews did believe on him. He said, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Oh my. If you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth. You shall know the truth. and the truth will make you free. That's the key now. Listen, you're going to know the truth now. Here's what Jesus says. But they answered him, "We are Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Boy, these were the Jews that did not believe. Jesus said, "If you believe on me, you'll continue in my word." And immediately they rejected his word. They said, "We're Abraham's seed. You can't make us free. We're already free. We've never been in bondage to any man." Well, they were lying right away. They're in bondage to the Egyptians. You know, the Pharaoh had them in bondage. You know about that. They were lying. They're so proud, so arrogant, they were lying to Jesus. Right away, they're lying. Well, you don't lie to God, do you? You'll get it in spades. Well, Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son of God, that is, abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." He says, "I have the right, I have the power to make you free. I know," now listen to this, "I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father." Ooh. Jesus is saying here, if I make you free, you're free indeed. And I'm telling you things that I learned from with the Father. I was with the Father. But you have not the Father, he said, because you don't have my word in you. That's how I know that you're not of me. I know that you're Abraham's seed. He's talking about the physical seed. Sure, you're of Abraham's seed. But you seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. Who is their father then? If his father is God, and he was with God, and who was their father? Well, that was the devil. That was the serpent. And Jesus was telling them, you do that which you've seen. Your father's telling you what to do. And he's told you to kill me. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Oh my. They didn't want Jesus to be their father. They didn't want to have their word in him. They rejected him. They were not free. They were in bondage, he said. Whoever is in bondage to sin is in bondage. You're a servant of sin. So they said, Abraham is our father. There again, they were arrogant. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. If you were of Abraham, you would do what Abraham tells you to do. You would do what I tell you to do, that is, because I'm of God. Abraham didn't try to kill me. Abraham worshiped me, is what he's basically saying. Verse 41, Jesus told him, you do the works, the deeds, that is, you do the deeds of your father. He's telling him again, your father. I have a father in heaven, but you have a father here on earth. His name is Satan, is what he's telling them. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. So now they first said we're of Abraham. Now they're saying we're of God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Wow. Jesus didn't come of his own. God sent him. Why do you not understand my speech?
even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Verse 47 says, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Now, friends, do you see what Jesus is saying? They said, we're of Abraham. I know your physical heritage, but that doesn't make you of God. Remember when they went to the apostle John the Baptist, not the apostle, but John the Baptist. When they went to John the Baptist out in the desert to be baptized, and John says, you know, I know this is pretense. You're just pretending you want to be baptized by me, but you're not of God. He says, God doesn't need you, he told the Jews. Why, God can bring up from these rocks people to worship him. The Jews aren't so high and mighty. You're a nothing to God. He can bring up worshipers from these rocks. Well, that deflated them, didn't it? They're no better than a rock to God. As a sinner, they're not any better. Now, what does all this mean? It means the fact that the Jews were physically of Abraham can be traced all the way back, they claim, doesn't mean diddly. You know what diddly means here in Texas? It doesn't mean very much. You see, Jesus is looking for followers. He's looking for people who will obey him, who will listen to his words, have faith in him, and he will make them disciples indeed. And if you reject him and say, I don't want your words, I'm of God, not you. Oh, well, oh. The Muslims, that's what they say today. Jesus, yeah, we know you. You're number six in heaven or something. Muhammad's above you. And we know you didn't really die on the cross. But yeah, we believe in you, Jesus. No, they don't. Because he told them, I'm of God. I'm sent here from God. I and the Father are one. The Muslims say, no, you're not. They just made themselves into a Satan. They worship Satan. Whoever you're a servant of, well, what do you know? Now, this is an incredible thing. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Oh, this is my number one scripture. I love this whole chapter 3. Paul starts out saying, O foolish Galatians, O foolish Galatian, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? You foolish Galatian. That's like saying, you foolish American. Who's bewitched you? You listening to witchcraft that you shouldn't believe the truth. He says in verse 9, that if they have faith, they're blessed with faithful Abraham. He's talking to the Galatians. The Galatians are Greeks. The Greeks don't have Abraham, do they? Wasn't Abraham one of the first Jews? But these are Greeks, the Galatians. And Paul says, if you're of faith, you're blessed with Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. He says in verse 11, but no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. Wow. For it is evident that the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith. The Jews said, we have the law. We have the covenant. That's fine. So what? That's not of faith. Verse 13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. The law is accursed. Christians tell me today, well, the Jews still have the law. Well, that's nice. They're going to go straight to hell with that law. I have Christians say, I want to be under the law too. I want to go to a Messianic congregation. I want to become like a new Jew. You want to be cursed by God then, do you? Well, they go, well, no. I'm just telling you, I want to believe in the law. I want to practice the law. I want to learn the law. The law's gone, my friends. That was the old covenant. Jesus has given us a new covenant. He has rescued you. You were perishing. But he's got something new for you. He's going to save you. Why does he do this? Verse 14 will explain why. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That's it, folks. The blessing of Abraham, what was that? That his seed would be blessed, he and his seed. And that same blessing can come on you as a Gentile. If you're a German, American, Scandinavian, as I said, you can be a Norwegian, you can be an African, you can be from South and Central America, you can be a Jew. And you can have the blessing of Abraham if you have the faith in Jesus Christ, so you can receive the promise of the Spirit. What is that promise? Jesus Christ. He'll come in and save you. Then you become a spiritual Jew, let's just say. A spiritual Jew. You'll be added to the tribes of the Jews. Now, don't think about the physical Jews. You're going to be in heaven. You're going to have a different body. I don't know what it's going to be like. Now listen to verse 16. This is almighty. This is powerful. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. Remember that back in Genesis? Abraham and his seed were given a promise. People write to me today. They say, Tex, you don't understand. Abraham and his seed received the promise. And that promise is that piece of land in Israel. What? That's the promise? Is that all they want? They can have that land. I don't want it. I'd rather be an American. We have a great country here, but not as great as heaven, not as great as heavenly Jerusalem. That's where I really want to be. I'm here as a sojourner. I'm here as a pilgrim. I'm just passing through, folks. I want to go on to heaven. All the saints and prophets looked for a heavenly Jerusalem, and that's what we want too. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. Abraham received a promise. You'll receive the promise. And people think it's land? Sure, he got the land. That's no problem. They got it for a while till they divorced themselves from God. If somebody came out and took your land away, maybe you own a piece of land there in Louisiana or down in Florida or up in Oklahoma here. It's only for a little while. People can take it away. Maybe you'll get sued. Maybe they'll find out that somebody 500 years ago owned the land. Wow. Maybe California was owned by Mexico. Maybe the Californians don't own it today. You ever thought about that? That's what the Jews said. They went into Israel and said, we own this land. Our forefathers had it, 2,000 years ago. What? They dispossessed the Palestinians. Can you do that? Well, I guess you can if you're a criminal. But God says, I've got something different for you. I've got a place called heaven. That's my kingdom. You want to be in that kingdom? I'll bring you into it. If you believe in me through faith, I'll take you to the kingdom. I'll go in your heart. You'll receive the kingdom immediately through me. He saith not, listen to this now, verse 16. He, that is God, saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. What did he say to Abraham when he was talking about seeds? Paul says, don't you understand? God was talking to Abraham, says, I'm going to give you and your seed this promise. And he was talking about the seed is Jesus Christ. That's amazing, isn't it? That's what you inherit. The Jews say, I want to inherit this land. I want to inherit this land. Abraham was given this promise of this land. Folks, that is weak. That's beggarly. That's nothing.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Vital Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.